What's up, guys? It's Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 142 of Strong the Iron Will Way. Struck me this week again about just how essential and great training is for pretty much everybody. So when I say training, I mean lifting weights, training for a sport, conditioning, running, people like to call it crossfitting, just about any kind of physical training is so important. And the reason it occurred to me is because this week I have had a particularly rough time with training. What I mean by that is two of my two workouts this week, man, did I have to just gut through it. I didn't want to do it before I started, which is not uncommon. You guys have heard me talk about that before. I think this is not uncommon for a lot of people that work out. You know, maybe the day before when I see what's on my workout schedule for the next day, I'm kind of psyched. I'm like, all right, cool. I like that. I'm psyched to deadlift tomorrow or bench or squat, whatever. Then the day comes that I'm going to work out, and an hour beforehand, I'm like, oh, man, I'm just not really feeling it today, man. Maybe I'm a little sluggish. Maybe I didn't get as much rest as I would like, which is pretty much always. Maybe I haven't eaten ideally. Maybe I'm not hydrated, or maybe I'm just a little beat, but maybe I'm just kind of dreading the hard work that awaits me. But either way, it was one of those days where I was like, oh, man, I just don't feel like doing this. And there was 1,000 things I would rather have been doing. Again, you guys have heard me talk about how sometimes it's difficult for me to work out at my own gym because there's a lot of distractions for me. You know, that's a place of work for me. It's a lot. I got my coworkers and clients and friends there, so I got a lot of people I could talk to. I got a lot of things I can be doing, a lot of work I can be doing. I can be tempted to rearrange the gym, to buy some more equipment, to paint something on the walls, to run some, you know, credit card payments, to send some emails. There's a million things I could be doing. So it's very hard for me sometimes to disengage and work out and focus on myself for that hour. So I also have a lot of excuses why not to work out if I want to find them, because I could just start working some more. But, you know, that's not an option. So I stuck to my program and did it. And a lot of times on those days, once I get warmed up, get the music going, get my headphones on, you know, 10 minutes into it, I feel pretty good. Nope, not this time. 10 minutes in, still didn't want to be doing it. Everything felt hard. Everything felt heavy. 20 minutes in, same. 30 minutes in, same. Never got better. The entire workout, I just wanted it to be over. Even on my last exercise, I wanted to skip the last three sets. I literally had to talk myself through finishing every set. Every exercise, I do the first set and then convince myself that that was probably enough. I didn't need to do the next two or three, and so on. Then I worked out again the next day, and it was exactly the same. Sucked the whole way through. Now, I did fine. I mean, I wasn't noticeably weaker or really crappy, but it just didn't feel as good as normal, right? And what occurred to me is how much I did not want to do it. I just didn't want to do it. And I made myself do it. And I realized that that's like a muscle and a skill that has to be developed just like anything else. You know, the ability to make yourself do shit that you don't want to do is very important. And it's one of those things that if you look at successful people versus not so successful people, I would argue that that is probably the most important trait that separates the two. The successful person has gotten to the point where they are willing to and will do the things that they don't want to do. The unsuccessful or not so successful people tend to do things that they like to do, that they enjoy doing, or okay to do, or have to do, but they avoid things that they don't want to do or things that are uncomfortable to do. And you'll find this in business, in life in general, in sports, everything. You know, if you look in business, maybe there's aspects of work to grow your position in your job or to grow your company if you're an entrepreneur that you just don't like doing. So you just avoid those things and you do the shit that you're comfortable with, and your business is okay, but it doesn't grow because you're not doing, you know, maybe there's 30% of the things that you should be doing you don't really like doing, so you avoid them. If you look at sports, you know, the people that rise to the next level are always the people that do above and beyond what's called for in practice, you know, or they do the things that they really hate. They run the sprints, they do the conditioning, they do the drills over and over and over again that nobody wants to do. And training is no different. You know, there's easy training and there's hard training. And hard training is 90% of the time what gets better results. Now, there's times where your training will be easier on purpose by design. But generally speaking, if you go to the gym and you have 20 exercises to choose from, some of those exercises are going to be way less taxing on the body, much quote-unquote easier than others. And if left to your own devices, you'll just choose those. Left to your own devices, you'll just choose sitting on the couch as opposed to getting out and going to work out, right? I mean, in Maine right now, it's 7 degrees. It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Seven. So it's very tempting to stay home. I mean, being inside a warm house is way more appealing than going outside in 70-degree weather, bundling up, putting your boots on, your winter coat on, driving to a gym, getting cold again, getting changed, getting under heavy weights, sweating, huffing and puffing, working hard, and then doing it all again to go home. That's a hard sell, right? Blowing it off, staying home, staying warm, eating some comfort food sounds much better. So just the act of working out, even if you are not, you know, last podcast we talked about having specific goals and what to do if you feel like you don't have any. And I would argue that if you're working out at all, you do have goals. They might not be as defined as an athlete's goal or a competitor's goal. But even if you're not aggressively seeking some major league fitness goal, just going to the gym and the practice of being disciplined enough to do something that's uncomfortable, something that's hard, and making yourself do it is huge, and is teaching your subconscious, your heart, your mind to do those things. And the cool part is, and I'm reading a great book right now, and they talk about the feel-good hormones in the body and how that's the body's kind of Mother Nature's mechanism to reward, encourage things that are good for you. And endorphins are one of those things that are released during physical exercise, which make those of us who exercise want to do it again, right? Because it hurts to exercise, it's uncomfortable exercise. But there is a reward that comes in those endorphins. And when you push yourself to do something you don't want to do, but then you get that reward of feeling good, that reminds you and again starts to train you that doing things that you don't want to do will generally result in something good, right? So I think that comes to, again, outside life. You have been thinking for years about getting going back to college and finishing your degree, but now you're 40 years old and you feel weird about it because you're the only oldest person there and blah, blah, blah. So you don't want to do it. So you go out of your way to avoid it, and you avoid it, and you avoid it. But if you finally do it and you push yourself to do it, you're going to get that degree, you're going to improve your future and your financial situation, you get a new career, all that stuff. And you know, we see this with our kids every day. You know, my daughter wants to learn gymnastics, learn how to ice skate, learn how to dance. She wants to be at the end and be good at all this stuff, but she has a hard time understanding, you know, she's 10 years old, she has a hard time understanding that you have to be the new person one day. You have to start and not know anything. You can't show up at dance and already know everything. You're going to be the person that doesn't know. You're going to be the new kid. You're going to be uncomfortable. You're not going to know anybody. This is part of it. But every time you do that and overcome that, the next time you're the new kid, it's not as hard, right? And it's really important to learn those lessons young. But if you didn't learn those young, it's not too late to learn them. Put yourself in uncomfortable positions and recognize that you'll survive. And you'll grow from it, and then you're going to improve your life. So what I would explain to Charlie is if she doesn't ever go and be uncomfortable that first couple times, she'll never learn to dance. She'll never learn gymnastics. She'll never learn whatever it is that she wants to learn, and her life will be limited just because she wasn't able to push through that initial barrier of discomfort. And that is huge, huge, huge factor in life, and something that can be developed through training. Now, I want to take another angle at that, because I was having a conversation with one of my coaches yesterday about nutrition and working with somebody, and we've talked about this before. There's a number of ways that nutrition can work for weight loss and fat loss. But at the end of the day, it's a matter of finding which one works for you. But more importantly, it's having the discipline to fucking do it, right? There's a million diet books and a million strategies. You can go keto, you can go paleo, you can go low carb, high carb, low fat, excuse me, high protein, low protein. There's a million ways to go with the diet, and they all work. They all work. There's a reason that all of those have become books and bestsellers, because they all work. Problem is, a lot of people will try diet plan A, diet plan B, diet plan C, and say they don't work because it's not the diet that doesn't work. The person did not adhere to the diet properly or for a long enough period of time. So they write the diet off as it didn't work, when really they didn't implement the diet. I see this all the time with workout programs, diets, you name it, everything. Most things out there, unless somebody just made it up with no qualifications, they probably work. You just have to do it. Now, some of them will be more suited to each person than others, right? If you're a person that just runs well on carbohydrates and enjoys carbohydrates, trying to go on a low-carb diet might, quote-unquote, not work for you because you just can't stick to it. Doesn't mean it wouldn't work. It's not working for you because it doesn't match who you are as a person. You might be better off on a low-fat diet or just counting your calories and staying with the carbs. You get the idea. Here's the rub. I mentioned a while back that if you are not willing to count and track your calories and your food intake, then you really don't want to lose weight as much as you think you do. And so what I meant by that was, I said, if you're not willing to, people have complained to me that they don't want to take, it's too time consuming to keep track and measure everything they eat and count the calories. So my argument is that if that's too time consuming, then you don't want this bad enough. How much time do you spend stressing out about your weight and you're not willing to take an hour a day and measure shit? So then you don't want it. So don't, you don't have an excuse because you're not willing to do what will cause you to lose weight. Now, people got upset with that, saying that calorie counting didn't work and that made them crazy and they got obsessive and they spent all this time with numbers. Totally get that, right? And that does happen. But here's the deal. Sometimes that's just part of the deal. Like, counting calories and paying hyper attention to everything you put in your mouth does suck, and it can make you crazy, and it can take up a lot of your time. But that's how you fucking lose weight. That fucking works. So you can't use that as an excuse to say, well, I don't like doing that, I don't like writing everything down, I don't want to keep track of stuff. That's fine, but then you're not going to fucking lose weight. Like, so I can sit here and say, I don't like to write a budget, I don't want to make a family budget, I don't want to get obsessed with, you know, counting every dollar and paying attention to everything I spend. I just want to spend freely and not think about it. Fucking fine, man, but then don't come complaining that you don't have any money or that you don't understand why you're not saving money. You're not fucking doing the things that will save you money, right? So I can't argue with my financial advisor that I want to save money and I want to have money for retirement, but I also don't want to keep track of anything. I don't want to make a budget. I want to be restricted like that. That's not how I roll, right? I don't work well with budgets. I don't work well with numbers. I just want to kind of be able to have a plan that lets me spend what I want to spend. Well, that doesn't work, right? So again, at some point, you're going to have to do the stuff that's uncomfortable. But it fucking works. And when it works, it's worth it to do the things that you don't like to do or aren't your style or aren't, like, I don't like getting under fucking heavy weights every couple days and huffing and puffing and breathing heavy and feeling like I'm going to throw up. I would much rather not do that, okay? But I want the benefits of that, so I'm willing to do the things that I dislike to get there. So if I want to save money and I want to have money in my savings and retirement and so forth, I might not like to budget. I might want to just spend money as I wish. I might not want to have to restrict what I spend my money on and how much I spend, but I have to if I want to end up with that end result. So training, dieting, it's all the same thing. You know, if you want to get somewhere, you're going to have to push past the things that are uncomfortable, the things you don't like, the things that cause you discomfort in order to get the reward. Anyway, I feel like that rambled on a little bit, but I hope it makes sense because I think it's super, super important and great benefit of physical training. Have a great day, you guys.